from Block Club Chicago. Jen Sabella joining us now. And Jen, good morning. This regional day pass seems like good news for Chicago area travelers. Tell us about it.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so the CTA, Metra, and PACE are rolling out a regional day pass, which would allow you to just have one ticket to use all of their services. So if you're taking a PACE bus to the CTA or taking a CTA bus or CTA train to the Metra, you can just use one ticket and get that for $10 to $16 for the entire day. It's supposed to save people money. You don't have to buy multiple tickets. And it's all in the Ventra app. And they are rolling this out now. It's going to be $10 on the weekends and $10 to $16 on weekdays. And the rates fluctuate based on where people are going. So, you know, the farther you go, the more it'll cost. But either way, it's going to be cheaper than buying a ticket, an individual ticket for each service.
So is this something that is in effect now and will be until further notice?
Yep, it's a pilot program, so they're going to see how this goes and then reassess in a few months to see, hey, how did this go? Are people using it? Is it effective? Is it working out financially for the Regional Transportation Authority? And then they'll decide whether or not to make it permanent.
Sounds good. In Logan Square, a bar that closed up might reopen, or I guess it will reopen, as a sports bar and a very unique kind of sports bar. Talk about this.
Yes, it's exciting. Across the country, a lot of women's sports bars are opening up. They are playing all women's sports on the TVs when a lot of the times people come in and they'll ask, hey, can I get enough WNBA game on, and have to argue with somebody to get their team put on the TV. That's not going to be the case at Babes, which is looking to open at 3017 West Armitage Avenue. The sports bar would have just be like a traditional sports bar, but with women's sports on the TV. There'd be food, there'll be non-alcoholic options, and in more cocktail options, so a little bit different than the wings and beer of a typical sports bar. So they're looking to open in this former place called the Music Lounge in Logan Square. This place had a little bit of trouble with the neighborhood playing loud music and things like that, but once the neighbors got to hear, like, this is just going to be a place that people can come and watch women's sports games, it sounds like the neighbors are on board. So we should have a new bar there opening in the year or so if all goes well.
Sounds like the timing is right for this. Great idea. And also, hey, the guys are going to want to go there, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I went to a women's sports bar in Portland when I was out there, and it was, you know, mixed crowd. Everyone was watching WNBA games and women's softball, and it was great to see.
Tell us about the Lincoln Square Food Pantry and what they're trying to do.
Yeah, so they're doing something called the End Hunger Games. So we love the Hunger Games. This is a fundraiser for the food pantry, which has had increased demand over the years with migrant families moving in, inflation, grocery costs being so high. They're holding this fundraiser on August 11th at Gilgrove Social Club, where people can play cornhole, darts, ping pong, and other fun activities. And all of the proceeds will go to the Friendship Center Food Pantry. They are just having to, like I said, feed more and more people every day. And you can also just donate straight up to the Friendship Center on their website and read more about the Hunger Games by checking out our website, blockclubchicago.org.
And keeping the community safe is something on the minds of people in more than one Chicago neighborhood. Talk about what's happening in Englewood now.
Yeah, so we've been covering Tamar with Mothers Against Senseless Killings, otherwise known as MASKS, since 2015. You might remember it as a group of moms who just kind of came out with a grill and started standing out on the street corners to try to prevent shootings from happening. They've been out there for almost a decade now. They ended up building this peace academy with classrooms, and they have weekly food giveaways and resource giveaways to the neighborhood. They said that they are thinking of packing it up. They are looking for more support from City Hall. They said they would like some speed bumps in the area, some cameras, because their presence is no longer really keeping that gun violence at bay. People are coming out and shooting, even though there are kids out playing at the Peace Campus there in Englewood at 74th and Stewart. So we'll see what happens. We actually heard that someone from the mayor's office cruised by the area yesterday We're following up with today to figure out, are they able to reach an agreement and get some speed bumps and some safety measures in there? Basically, the moms are saying, you know, we want to be able to stay out here and keep our neighborhood safe, but we need to be safe, too. We don't want to put ourselves and our kids at risk.
You can follow that story and all the rest at blockclubchicago.org. That's our extremely local news report for today. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.